Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad John Dini's here. John's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's one of the top small business experts and coaches on the planet. He spent many years working with the Alternative Board, helping CEO groups in over the years. And there's no telling how many companies he's helped to grow and get better. He's the author of a bunch of books, including 11 Things You Absolutely Need to Know About Selling Your Business. Also, Your Exit Map, his award-winning book, Hunting in a Farmer's World. I was there when he got that award. He's our good friend John Dini. Welcome back.
Good morning, Jim. How are you this morning?
Doing great. It's good to have you back. So, John, you've got regulations on your mind, don't you?
Yeah. I love being introduced. Just want to tell you, I love being introduced as a guy with no life. That really.
Well, 20 years hanging out with me is a little bit of indictment. I got to say, but as I said, as I said, God help all of us. If I'm the nexus between you and a bunch of small business owners, you guys got to work out a better plan than that. So, what do you think?
You know, the first thing is the positive stuff, okay? You know, we're learning. This pandemic has us all learning. And as business owners, we've been learning how to survive with workers that aren't in our office or, you know, immediately available. And now we're learning what it means to have a lot of voters that don't go to the voting booth. You know, whether it's, you know, whether it's postmarks or whether it's just the massive amount of uncounted votes, or if you were watching the results come in last night, as, you know, the results came in and they were putting them up. And then after a while, they started admitting, well, you know, 90% of these results are absentee ballots, and those are totally different. So, you know, I think we've got to do a lot of adjusting in our electoral process.
What do you recommend?
Just like we've done.
What do you recommend that we do to make this? I mean, it seems to me, John, that there are too many disparate rules. I understand if the elections are a state process, state managed process, not a federal process, but there ought to be some kind of a national standard that we all live with. What do you think?
I think at the very least they have to take some of the antiquated rules out. I mean, Pennsylvania and other states have a rule that says you cannot open and count any ballots before the polls open on election day. Well, Pennsylvania is looking at 1.2 million mailed-in ballots, and it could swing the election.
They all have to be open. They all have to be handled. They weren't, you know, you and I put our form into a machine and it counted.
And Pennsylvania called off at about 10 or 11 o'clock last night, and they said, you know, we've got hundreds of thousands left to count. We can't just work everybody through the night. Well, no, you could have started a couple days earlier, their law says you can't. So those are just antiquated rules, again, that are not built for an age of people voting remotely.
And based on history there, it makes some people think, well, are they going to count till they get the number they need? I mean, look at what Nevada did. Nevada took the day off today. They're not even counting votes till tomorrow. Well, you know, I know you don't want to work people into the ground, but I mean, come on, this is not a day to take a time to take a day off. What do you think?
Well, I all the people we've seen step up and do really difficult things during the pandemic in business, you know, and helping other people and healthcare workers and everything else. I think that's a little ridiculous.
Yeah,
I agree with you on that. No, there has to be a better method of handling this, because I don't think it's going away. I don't think people are going to say, "Oh, I you know, the pandemic is over. I need to go down and stand online for hours to vote."
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, another positive thing is just the number of people that are voting. I thought that was terrific. You know,
Do we have a number yet?
No, I saw 137 million, but that's really low.
No, that's not.
I haven't seen a good number yet, but early voting.
But the national standard I'm talking about, John, seems to me that there ought to be a national standard that regardless of how long it takes you to count them, the only votes that are legitimate are the ones that are received no later than election day.
We can agree to disagree on that one. I have a son that just got discharged from the military. You know what military post is like. You've had a son in the military. You know, what do you do if an entire division's mail shows up 2 days after election day?
I'm not talking about the military. That's a different. Okay. We can manage that as an exception.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not talking about the military. But that's been going on for a long time. The military part has been going on for a long time. But still, there are counting votes in some places right now, John. They're going to count votes today or tomorrow that they were not even in possession of yesterday.
In Ohio, they'll can't count anything that shows up till next Friday. Next Friday.
Do you think that's acceptable?
It's tough to say when you're depending on the government to handle the mail.
It's not tough. It's not tough for me to say.
Let's agree on that. I think if you have a date for mail-in ballots, all you're going to do is move in the date. If you say mail-in ballots must be in the mail by October 31st, and people get them in the mail by October 31st, then they don't show up till November 5th.
If they're in the mail, but I'm not. We're talking about postmark. They're going to count votes this week in Pennsylvania that won't even be postmarked until last night.
Right. Well, that's another antiquated rule because they're not used to the mail-in ballots. No, I agree. There are other states, and I forget which ones they were talking about last night, but there are other states where it has had to be postmarked no later than Monday. And that makes sense, or October 31st, right. Or some date that.
Well, the reason why your point about antiquated is important as we go to our break here, John, is we are a very divided nation. We need to do whatever we can with our processes to avoid our every election we have going forward winding up in the Supreme Court. We need to figure out how to do that. 10:20 after, right back with John Deedy and Jim Blassie here. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.